always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yada the King Radio, we back at it. About to have Flame with us tonight. Get it in. Talk about determination. And we got some great music. You know how we do it. Send your music to Yada the King Radio by going to ydkradio.com.
Yeah. This girl been running off through my hair. I keep it on the low, act like I don't care. The way that I feel, man, it's so unfair. It ain't fair. Oh Lord. She don't know what she here for. Try to tell her your will, all she do is ignore. Yeah, you bad, but I can't open up that door. Already know where this goes. Yeah. Oh man, she a killer. Looking for a man she could take home with her. Though I knows I wanna get her. That ain't how a real saint supposed to live. Right, even when it gets hard. But you gon' do what you want. Cause I know that she bad, you bad. Oh man, she a killer. Looking for a man she could take home with her. Though I knows I wanna get her. But that ain't how a real saint supposed to live. She tryna shoot me down. She tryna shoot me down. She tryna shoot me down. She tryna shoot me down.
I'ma stay on my post. I'ma stay on my post.
But I seen him from a mile away. Shit killer. Really ain't fire, target set like a missile. Try to shoot me down, but I curved it like a picture, man. I want to, man, but I can't even kick it like that. My God, man, she all up in my thoughts. But I'm sticking to my post, whether she like it or not. This is getting really awkward. Cause you know who I am, what I do, and what I really stand for, girl. I'm looking for the real thing. Somebody could wait for that ring, yeah, that what a day. Smooth ass, thought you had me with the thirst trap. Try to shoot me down, but you never thought I would fire back.
Oh man, she a killer. Looking for a man she could take on with her. Though I knows I wanna get her.
Okay,
but that ain't how a real saint supposed to live. She tryna shoot me down. She tryna shoot me down. She tryna shoot me down. She tryna shoot me down.
I'ma stay on my post. I'ma stay on my post. I'ma stay on my post. I'ma stay on my post.
That was Drew Allen featuring Black Knight, Shoot Me Down. Let's get into this track right here, No Fear by Daraj, and that's Jared Backwards. Let's go.
Your parents told you a bunch of stuff you couldn't do. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Well, I've been doing some of those things recently. Just thought I'd share it with you.
Yo, see I've been riding my bike with no helmet on. I've been eating this swimming, ain't wait an hour long. Trying to stay focused, give me the Adderall, raw. Fighting this pain with no Tylenol, you got it though. Going hard deep inside the eons, yeah. They looking at me like what type of rope is he on, yeah. I'm shining light from afar with stars and neons. Trying to touch galaxies, but actually I'm just singing my song. Praying to the morning sun and waiting for the rain to come. Yo, I know I'm not the only one. run our fingers against the grain. It's okay, yeah, to walk this way when you have no fear. Settle down, this game's composure. Settle down, that's what the grown-ups told us, y'all. I'm like Never Everland, man, Peter Pan. A man from another land gave me the upper hand. Told me to heal the land and count the grains of sand. Walk with that crippled man and teach him how to stand. Talk to him in a way that he can understand. All according to the plan, no saying. I'm just singing my song, praying to the morning sun. Waiting for the rain to come. Yo, I know I'm not the only one that ever felt like this. Go and borrow, hope it's a marvel, and run our fingers against the grain. It's okay, yeah, to walk this way when you have no fear. No weapon can ever touch us. They sitting haters to hate us, cause they ain't know how to love us. No, brother, my head ain't under the covers. Bitch pressing the roof, head to the heavens above us. Yeah, they got beef, that's probably why they staking out. On the plate, first date, they try to take me out. You heard them say they make it rain, I'ma make it drought. And suffocate all of the lies flowing out the spout. I heard the word of mouth, they from the dirty south. They ludicrous, if they think I'm finna be nervous about her. Singing in a room of demons, I don't scream and shout. Nah, this melody you hit out, I'm just singing it out.
What's up, it's your boy Seize the Movement, and reppin' Jesus Christ is how I do it. You're listening to Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
From the jump, man. I'm unashamed of the name. Jesus Christ.
If I say Jesus in my song, they won't be quiet. They say if I proclaim the name, then y'all won't buy it. Rather have me be blasphemous and tell a bunch of lies. Them dollars for my compromise. So I ain't selling ale.
Shout it out loud, then I'm unashamed. Got you in focus, so I take my aim. Try to pull the plug into me, David Maine. Well, I'm from the hood, well, I seen them killers. Dope boys, gorillas. Women seduce you for a fix, then a stick up bitch takes all of it. So when I'm at a change, 180, devil still want to sit me down in Hades. Told me to sign for the new Mercedes. Come with a chick, her name Mercedes. Thank God, vision no longer hazy. Cause I would've said, forget the payment. Pulling the
up in that big body Lambo,
Bugatti.
Had me on the mountaintop looking down. Told me that he give me the crown. Put me in front of that sellout crowd. All your boy had to do was bow. You must be tripping, I ain't the one. Roll with the only begotten. So there is nothing you can't offer me that will ever make me turn from me on my tee. Yeah, this is a movement. Yeah, show you how we do it. I'm turned up, they think I'm gone. But your boy is in the zone. Round of applause for the ones that made it. Didn't sell out for the one payday. Try to throw me down in a lion's den, but God shut them out, so I'm repping him.
If I say Jesus in my song, they want me quiet. They say if I proclaim the name, then y'all won't buy it. Rather have me be blasphemous and tell a bunch of lies. Them dollars for my compromise.
Turn up.
I ain't selling hell.
See me at a big screen acting. All you gotta do is compromise. Let shorty show a little bit more thighs. Sponsors, but I drove on a hag. You couldn't say you didn't inhale. Nope. I just lit it. Wanna see the woman in the video. Like, don't stop. Get it. Had me in a cage, trying to tame me. Incredible, hope they wanna see me angry. Still, they tried to stop my grind. But I roll with the sun, see me shine. Walk with the blind, call it faith. Destiny, I'm trying to chase. Yo, life, do not waste. Daily bread, let me get a plate.
They say they got what you need, but they'll suck you dry till you cannot bleed.
Well, I know a man that'll set you free. Took his last breath, then he rose in 3-4. That I'm gonna shout his name, Jesus. Forever reigns, Alpha Omega, Lord, you are my counselor, glory, majesty, dominion, and power. The great I am, saturated in the blood of the slain lamb. God, you are my hero, and they sitting there counting them zeros. I repeat myself till it takes effect. You can gain the world, but then lose your neck. So every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that he is Lord. You can keep your check.
If I say Jesus in my song, they want me quiet. They say if I proclaim the name, then y'all won't buy it. Rather have me be blasphemous and tell a bunch of lies. Them dollars for my compromise.
Turn
so I ain't selling hell.
All right, we are here with the homie Flame getting it in, about to chop it up. Man, Flame, you've been on with us before, Yada the King Radio, man. So tell the people how you doing, man. What's up?
Man, all is well, bro. Chilly chill. Glad to be back with y'all. It's always a good thing. Yes.
That's what's up, man. I'm going to ask you this, bro. I always talk about, in this segment, we talk about the testimony. In this place, you've shared your testimony before, but I want you to just share some of the things God's been doing in your life since the last time we chopped it up, man.
Yeah, man. Life's been going on since the last time we talked.
Yeah.
Plus Eye Music is still doing well. God is sustaining the company. They're doing a lot of traveling and putting out a lot of music. So Royal Flush has come out, and the Lord has just been letting us hear incredible stories from that record. We just released Jesus or Nothing, super turned up about that release, a book and an album. And then D. Rose is working on her sophomore LP, really turned up about that. And then lastly, man, we got this tour that we started since we talked. Blackout Circuit has emerged. It's a Clearside Music Tour, and we feature friends, and this is the second go-round coming up this May. So God has blessed us, man, to have our hands in multiple things, and he's given us grace. So we're excited to play our part, man, and watch him expand the kingdom. You know what I mean?
Dope, man. Let me ask you this, bro. Spiritually, it's been a journey, I'm pretty sure, man. What are some things God has been sharing with you, man? Some of the things he's been dealing with your heart on lately?
Yeah, primarily it's been the simplicity of the faith, you know. So, you know, I like to read a lot and get into theological books and, you know, just kind of soak it in. But one of the things that's been translating from that is staying close to Jesus, man. You know, realizing that the simplicity of Christianity comes with grace. It comes with motivation, and it just spurs you on towards love and service. I'm connected with my local church, man. So getting to really utilize a lot more of the things I learned in my studies and at school is with serving people. Teaching a systematic theology class on Saturday mornings, having the opportunity to preach on Sunday mornings, connecting with different, you know, dudes throughout the city during the weekdays. And I think the simplicity of the faith is just spurring me on to make disciples and give my life away to others outside of the music, man. So I'm just loving staying close to Jesus and pouring that into others, man. It's been really good, really humbling.
That's what's up, man. And every time I hear you, man, on the interviews, you're always talking about your local church, which I love. Just share with them. You said some of the things that you do, but how important is it to be connected to a local church? Because, you know, a lot of young cats that get into this music game, they're thinking, okay, if I become famous, you know what I'm saying, I might be gone every week. I might not even have time for local church. And some people might not even believe that they have to go to one particular church. They feel like they could just be anywhere they want to be. Share how all of this gets, you know what I'm saying, put on solid ground.
Yeah, no, that's great, man. Great, 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 great question. So a couple things. I think right now something that's a fad is saying that, you know, we're starting a movement, right? Everybody's like, man, it's a movement.
Yeah.
And everybody thinks because they got a few people excited about their thing that it's a movement. And I'm not completely knocking that, but ultimately the movement is Christianity. And that's what we should really get turned up about, is this organism that God has sparked over 2,000 years ago that he's allowed us to be a part of. That's what we really should be forwarding and really excited about. So if you're not connected to a local church and you're not turned up about being in tune, in sync with other believers, then you're missing the point. You know what I mean? And I think it's crucial because God has chosen to communicate his purpose in the world and to demonstrate his purposes through the church, not your record label, not you and your homies and y'all group, you know what I'm saying, and y'all logo and y'all hype songs. Like, that's not his primary means of reaching the world. It's going to be through the local church and then, by extension, the universal church, you know what I mean? So, man, if you love Jesus, if you love people, you're going to express that by connecting with believers, committing to one local body, and then making an impact from that out, you know what I mean? And if your music plays a part in that, amen.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be primarily above your commitment to the local. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and when you talk about the local church, it's so, I mean, I hear so many different things. And that's why I wanted to have you share on that, man, because I know somebody's listening. They're like, hey, man, that really going to help me say, hey, okay, I should get grounded in a local church, man. So that's what's up. Man, you talked a lot about the label. You talked about the music. Later on, we're going to talk about you acting, man. Me and my wife caught you on TV, you know what I'm saying, not too long ago, man. You was dancing in the joint and everything. So we gonna talk about that a little bit later, though. But this brand new Jesus or Nothing project that you just dropped, let's talk about that, man. How did you determine who was going to be a part of this, man?
Yeah, man. So shout out Dr. Dan DeWitt. He's the dean at Boyce College, school I graduated from, did my undergrad. He came to me with this concept. He said, yo, I'm writing a book. It's called Jesus and Nothing. Short read, easy read, creatively written. It's a story about this college kid losing his faith, struggling. And he said it would be tight if we could partner some type of way.
Yeah.
So we said, man, let's do the record to go along with the book. And then, like you said, it's like, okay, now who am I going to reach out to? There's a couple of dudes in my city that I've been able to really watch grow in the faith. And they just, you know, again, committed to the local church, love Jesus, love people, wanted to give them that platform. So we brought in Mike Frill. We brought in Nico Wells. Of course, B. Rose is on deck, being under Clearsight Music. And then another friend of mine I like to work with is KB. We said, man, we got to get KB. Young dude, he got that energy, got that sound.
Yeah.
Let's pull him in. You know what I mean? Again, went back to my dudes from my city. Hit up Jason. Yo, I got a record. He's like, man, I'm feeling it. Let's do it. And another dude I've been really enjoying working with that's always bringing that swag, that charisma, that energy, is Fidel. So I hooked up with Fidel. He contributed much. And then Truth. I haven't worked with Truth since his record, Love Open War. We did a song called Hope. I said, man, now I got to get him on my record, because he ain't been on my record since, I want to say, Our World Fallen, which is like 2007.
Wow, yeah, that's a minute.
You know what I mean? So I had to put him in, and then, yeah, Chris Thomas, shout out my fellow Missourian. I wanted to pull him in. I think he's just one of the great hook writers in our, you know, in our hip-hop R&B genre. So, yeah, man, it's just from friendships. To answer the question, it's friendships and talent that I've been able to experience over the last couple of years, man, pulling everybody in. Yep, absolutely.
All right, we're going to hop into this track, King of the World. Tell me about this one as we go into it.
Yes, sir, King of the World, man. It's, you know, it's got the hip-hop slash pop element, man. Super energetic, fun record. Everybody came together, brought the different creativity, man. Check the record out. Let's go.
All right, let's hop into it. Yada the King Radio with Flame. Let's go.
He's the king of the world. He's the king of the world. I'm with king of the world. That's where I wanna be. He's the king of the world. I'm where I wanna be. With the king of the world. That's where I wanna be.
Talk to him. We say he don't exist. It's in the name of freedom. We act like we don't need him, but we know we do.
We know we do.
Americans got Bibles, but we never read them.
Am I lying?
But in them hard times, we run into.
You know,
don't ignore the wonder glory when you see the cosmos. We got purpose, we got meaning. Hope you see it's strong.
It's true.
He intruded, now we deeply rooted in the gospel. Got us screaming, we ain't leaving. All we want is yo.
Tragic. Then you give me love, true love, it was classic. Had fake friends, they were plastic. Holding their breath till they see me in a casket. Exhale, exhale, Angela Bassett. Cause you saved me, how can I calm down? I scream your love till I'm shot down. Why in the world would I stop now? Cause I trust you, I see nobody else but you. There's nobody above you, and that's the reason I love you.
I'm rock steady, they ain't moving nothing. Trying to sway me with their science, but no, they ain't proving nothing. Devil trying to block me from all your good news and love. I just ran for my life, I ain't grab no shoes or nothing. Jesus, ain't nobody got time for that. I'm too busy seeking your face, and they ain't slowing me down. Like an ass car with no brakes, I'm trapped in all your mercy, caught in all your grace. So I'ma kick off my shoes and relax my feet. No, I ain't trying to escape, no.
My God is real, I know he is, no doubt. He made the world, they trying to leave him out. My God is real, I know he is, no doubt. Can't live without him, can't live without him. Screaming, he's the king of the world, I'm where I wanna be. He's the king of the world, I'm where I wanna be. He's the king of the world, I'm where I wanna be. He's the king of the world, that's where I wanna be.
Them boys is off the Richter scale. You gon' need more than a gap man or a Batman to make these Christians bail. Man, my ticket tells that they didn't fail when they ripped the veil. So again to the game, never been to the trends. And again, we split this well. Right, well, right, well, I'm right where I wanna be.
I wanna be.
Don't wanna be, I wanna be, I just wanna be what he wants from me. You can get it where you're living, man, I promise that we got it. Yeah. We've been illuminated, we can un-illuminate. Yeah. The believers coming back and coming on a job.
Got it.
We're killing the enemy, he a problem.
My God is real, I know he is, no doubt.
Trying
to leave him out. My God is real, I know.
They say one's for the party, two's for the show, but I rep for the body and spit for the soul. So if this the final bar that I've written, then I hope that it's something Zion's children will quote and equip them to go. Go tell your neighbor and go tell your school. Go tell your friends and your enemies too. Whether rich or poor, whether great or small, every nation, every tongue, let's go tell them all. For this cause, selected and elected like Obama, looking fresher than Prada, I'm fully dressed in the armor. No Smith and Wesson, no llama, but my weapons is harder. It's something blessed from the Father, yes, I'm a vessel of honor. You know my past, smashed to pieces like broken glass. Don't believe me, I show my scars, thanks to Jesus, I'm holding fast. Throw them darts, man, I won't retreat till I'm home at last. Still living, I'm still hungry like I ain't broke my past. Good strength, that's my J-O-Y. All about my J-O-B, I ain't unemployed. Grown man swag, I ain't worried about them boys. Mama told me empty vessels always make most noise. I'm a vessel of honor, a vessel of honor. See me on stage, but I ain't just a performer. I'm a vessel of honor, yeah, vessel of honor. I know my calling, you can call me whatever you wanna.
These dudes don't play the fool like we know that game. Can't care if you black, stay like you ain't know my name. No Jesus peace, no Jesus please, my Jesus off that chain. You talking what we live in, you better then let's get it. That real life we in it, that's gospel like we spit it. Never claiming what isn't, but that's a robbing givens. When they gon' learn the things they trying to teach, you can practice what you preach, but that might be a reach. You claim your life's a beach, but I don't see no sand. You better get a grip, cause it's getting out of hand. Got angels on the team, so we never down a man. I can never live without him, cause my daddy'd understand. What's in your cup, more? What's in your cup? What's in your cup, more? What's in your cup? What's in your cup, more? What's in your cup? If it's hollow in the center, better let him fill her up.
Apparently Christian MCs are supposed to be rapping for the glory of God, but it seems that their focus is lacking. All I'm hearing on some tracks is boasting and bragging, but if pride comes before fall, I know what'll happen.
Be warned.
Yeah fam, it might be bad for your health, the Lord he can do it for you, but I implore you, bow down and humble yourself. Go ahead and bury that brag, voluntarily die. Your body's a holy temple, a sanctuary inside. Yep, Christ wiped my sin debt, cleared my bank balance. I'm trying to keep my vessel clear now, transparent. Yeah, I'm see-through, CSI, no crime scene. Got tunnel vision, no widescreen, and my eyes clean, no visine. But my team's fighting them tribe schemes. Keep abiding where Christ leads. In the deep of the night, when the seeming light to get peace of mind is a pipe dream. Still we dream on for a brighter future. Yeah, we dream on something like Martin Luther. Instead of dying for moolah, we get in line with the ruler. Sign on the dot with the time that you got. Give your life up to God and he'll use ya. I've been entrusted, I ain't messing with the message. I'm just a simple vessel, issue, send me this impressive cow. I'm a vessel of honor, a vessel of honor. See me on stage, but I ain't just a performer. I'm a vessel of honor, yeah, vessel of honor. I know my calling, you can call me whatever you want.
Came up in the game with a buzz like rap and sport was a pastime. Started spitting them lyrics round about town and it started to blast like to the speakers, then for the telly. To tell the truth, I weren't ready. Thought it was all about me, the man around me had to step back and chill. A six-figure deal, that's what I wanted, house on the hill. Wanted to cop, get down for the wheels. Had to stop, get down with the real. Any brother wanna rewind that and see rap back, surf glorification. Do we like that? No, we don't know more, don't know no more. That's a solo fest through promos door. Now I roll with the king, I'm so on board. I stay in the wings, he's so on form. Even if I get no on court, I'm a go on like say I got a focus for. Anything you're show man more, I'm a rat, so you know I can't go no more. I'm so on board, and he will never hurt me. I keep it John 3:30, I decrease and he increases. Trust I put my faith in Jesus, his will not mine. I wanna keep it, you can rock the vote. I'm not seasick, but I just clock the flow. I'm not preaching, rather I'm reaching out to you. And I'm not soldier boy, but I do crank them bars, blood.
I'm a vessel of honor, a vessel of honor. See me on stage, but I ain't just a performer. I'm a vessel of honor, yeah, vessel of honor. I know my calling, you can call me whatever you wanna. I'm a vessel of honor, a vessel of honor. See me on stage, but I ain't just a performer. I'm a vessel of honor, yeah, vessel of honor. I know my calling, you can call me whatever you wanna.
Listen up.
If you got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yada the King Radio, hit us up at yadatheking.com or email us advertising@yadatheking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blasts, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out. So go to yadatheking.com and advertise today. You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
All right, we with Flame, chopping it up. Y'all heard the King of the World, brand new release, Jesus or Nothing, just came out. Definitely go support that, man. I listened to the project all the way through just to see the vibe, man. It got a good vibe, bro. What would you tell the people out there to go pick this joint up? Why should they go pick it up?
Yeah, man. One of the things I think stands out about the record is it has a diverse sound to it. So you got every itch will be scratched. But it doesn't feel like it's all over the place. So what it reminds me of is if you make your own station on, say, iTunes Radio or Pandora, you're going to get a diverse sound, but it's going to be all grouped into your preference. And that's what this record reminds me of. You can put it in, let it play. You're going to get different feels, different emotions, but it's going to feel good. And you can just wash dishes. You can drive, take a road trip, clean up your house, whatever you do. And enjoy each track, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not too deep. It's not too deep where it feels like this is a classroom session, but you're going to also get teaching in it as well. So I think that all worked out too, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say this, man. I even heard you singing on there. You and V Rose had a cameo, man. You was up there trying to blow a little bit. What's up, man?
Yeah, I threw some vocals in there, man. We did a song called God of the Flesh. I wrote the record and I pitched it to V Rose, and she was like, "Man, I'm feeling this. Let's do this." And then she wrote that verse. So yeah, man, you know, I have to do a little singles, little singing, man. You know, see what happens. It's not too singy, you know, but it is what it is. You know,
no auto-tune either. That's what I was like. Oh, man, he ain't got no auto-tune on or nothing, man. So that's what's up.
Thank you, bro.
Well, we on the artistry.
It was fun, though. It was fun.
That's
was
what's
fun.
Up, man. We on the artist focus right now. So you are much more than just an artist. You're a CEO of your label, yeah. Clear Sight, with your wife. You also are an artist, but you also started acting a little bit, man. When did that acting part, you know, kind of get into the scene, bro?
Yeah, man, the acting thing, it's, you know, it's something everybody does in school when they little, right? Especially if you went to, like, a performing arts. So it's something I always thought was cool. You know, I like film and all that stuff. But I was given the opportunity from a gentleman that I met in Florida back in, like, 2005. And every time I would come to Florida, he would show up at the shows. Fast forward, say, what was this? I think that movie came out, the GMC film was 2012. Hmm. So he reaches out. He says, "What's up, Flame, man? Haven't seen you in a while. I'm doing film. I got this great opportunity with Gospel Music Channel, and I have a role for you. Would love for you to try out." So I'm like, okay, you know, that's what's up. So I went, tried out, did the thing, man. They gave me the part. And it was really cool, man. I had a lot of people around me that helped me and coached me into kind of getting my feet wet. A lot of actors that are well-known in the film. So it was fun, man. I learned a lot. It's hard work, though.
Yeah.
I will say, like, for people that do music and act, kudos. Like, it's an equal intensity giving yourself to acting and music at the same time. So for me, I felt like it would be something I would have to choose one or the other because that both equally. But it was a great opportunity. Yeah.
Dope, man. So that's what's up. So you probably, are you gonna do it anymore? Do you got some stuff lined up? Or are you like, I don't know about this, man?
Yeah, somebody else put me in, man. It's a film I was able to be a part of in LA recently. So I think they're going to be, it's going to restore me. There's a lot of cool actors and other people should be hearing about that show. So this is my second opportunity. So, you know, it's a small little part, but I'm still getting my feet wet. So we'll see what the Lord has in the acting world for the kid, man.
Dope. That's crazy, though. That's what's up, man. Now, let's talk about being a CEO of a label. A lot of people know that you left Cross Movement on good terms. I always like to say that.
It wasn't
a beef move, you know what I'm saying? And I think I always think that's dope. I mean, it's kind of like we see Derek Minor doing the same type of thing now. But let me ask you this, man. Give the people three tips on running a label, man. What are some tips that you think are necessary for cats that are out there seeking to do the same thing? They may be an artist, they may not be an artist, but how should they run their label, man?
Yes, sir. You know, running a label is extremely complex, a lot of components. So probably the first thing is just having a strong team. You know what I mean? You're going to need people on the front end before you even launch that can carry the weight of all of the complexity of your label, either that key person or you're going to have a strong team. That's going to be, you know, point one. Point two is you're going to have the talent, because you can have a great machine, but no real talent to filter through the machine, and therefore the product isn't good and people won't get excited about what you're laying before them. So that's probably the second thing. And lastly, man, you gotta be in it for the long haul. You gotta know what you're getting yourself into. You gotta count the costs, because they're gonna be highs, they're gonna be lows, and you wanna be consistent, and you don't wanna set people up for something and then you withdraw it, and then you lose the faith that people place in your brand when you started to them initially. So those are the three things to consider, man. And this hundreds of more things I can say, but just foundationally, those are probably helpful points to say.
Well, a lot of people probably want to ask this, and this is probably a hot topic for you, man, everywhere you go. Are you guys going to end up adding to the roster, man? What's up?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I'm going to say this, fam. Come to the Black Ops Circuit Tour. Or stay tuned. If we're not coming to your city or your state, stay tuned on all of our social media, and we'll have some news for you. That's all I'm gonna say. So to answer the question, stay tuned to the social media during the month of May, while the Blackout Circuit is popping off. We'll have some new news for you. I will say that.
That's what's up, man. Let me ask this question right here, man, and we're gonna get out of this segment. What are some of the things when you go from the CEO to an artist that you gotta change? Like, do you keep the same mindset as a CEO / artist, or are you just like, okay, I'm in artist mode, let me just do me, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully the rest of the people will kind of feel what I'm doing. How do you do that, man?
So for me, one of the ways that it really helped transitioning from artist to label head is now my label is artist friendly. So I have the heart of the artist in mind. I know the ins and outs of what artists feel, what we think, you know what I mean? The ways we would appreciate being catered to. So I can kind of, you know, give that to my signees. And then also now being a label head, I'm learning and have learned some things about what it takes to run a label that the artist may not understand. So now I can explain some of the behind the scenes to the artist and have them work through things that they may not consider as an artist and say, trust me, this is going to work out. Because on the flip side, these are things that you have to consider. And then to build on that, the thing that really helps me is my wife, man. She's running the label primarily. She's carrying the bulk of the weight. She's the wheels on the machine. So in that sense, I still have the ability to just be an artist as well, because she's carrying so much weight. She's the liaison between my booking department, my royalty company, our accounting company, and distribution, lawyers. You know what I mean? There's so many components that my wife carries the weight. forth, and that frees me up. You know, I still have my head involved in what's going down, but she's pretty much the mind behind all of that. So that fits into the category of having that strong team or that strong person that can help carry the load. And that's what any successful company that has ever existed, they got that strong team, man.
Dope, dope, man. And I know you got a project that's about to release. So real quick, give us the last info on what's going on with ClearSight. You said you got the tour. What else is about to pop up?
Yeah. Yes, indeed. So blackoutcircuit.com for tour dates, month of May. And then this project, Jesus or Nothing, it's a book and an album. That's the latest release. Just came out 2 days ago. So we were able to break top 10 on iTunes.
Yes.
With our first compilation. You know, we had never endeavored into that. Plus, we have Flame solo project, B-Roll solo project. Both of us released deluxe projects. So this is our first venture into a compilation, bringing friends on and exposing them. So, man, thanks to everybody that supported and went out and got that. If you haven't, you can still get it online, digitally. It'll be in stores within the next week or so. So people that love the physical copy, so that's what we're pushing right now, man. It's Jesus or Nothing, Royal Flush, and people can be looking out for Z-Rose's new album titled Forever After, coming out May 20th. And you can go to our website, clearsightmusic.com, man. Go to our merch line store and order everything there, man. So, yeah, thank you for that plug, bro. Absolutely.
For sure, man. Let's hop into this song with KB All In. Still a hot track, man. We still spinning it over here. Talk to us about this, man, how this came about, and even the video, man. I mean, you were serious with the Royal Flush and everything, man, and the video was clean.
Yeah. That's tight, man. Shout out to Space Cherry, Juice 2020. All In. It fits the concept of Royal Flush. God has given us the highest hand in Christ Jesus. He set us up to win. Now we're fully committed. Everything's on deck. All In. And KB brought his A-game. Fun song. I think y'all gonna love it. Let's get it.
Let's go.
I'm putting it all on the table, man. 2P13. I'm all in. Yeah, 2P13. The whole team all in too. 2P13. Game up. KB, let's go.
R.I.P. to the old man. To the old man. Raising the stakes, my chips in. My chips in. We 50 deep and ain't bluffing. And ain't bluffing. My poker face. Got on my poker face.
Man, I'm so far gone like Cluedo.
Like a running back through that two hole.
I'm putting it all on that line, boy. Ninth inning grand slam,
two hole.
All or nothing, no strain. Got the highest hand, no strain. Got a 10, got a jack, queen, king, and ace. That's a royal flush.
If you ain't
what that mean, man? What that mean? Rally around me, man. Been our king. All that mean is King Jesus gave us everything on that tree. Gave us everything when he died. Gave us the winning hand when he rose. Second Peter 1:3. All things, Lord knows.
All or nothing, see, I ain't bluffing and I ain't flexing. I'm turning up. They pulverized them, they brutalized them, they crucified them, they strung them up. He resurrected, I rose with them. That great commission, I go get them. I'm so fishing, I'm so Christian. I still believe God can sober up
anybody's
sin,
sin,
problem.
Holy
Spirit,
Spirit,
gospel.
Got
'em. We just gotta be all
in.
It worked back in with Paul Niem. I'ma stick to the script, I'm all in. Go.
R.I.P. to the old man.
To the old man.
Raising the stakes, my chips in,
my chips in.
We 50 deep and ain't bluffing.
My poker face,
my poker face.
Got on my poker face and we all in.
We all in.
All in.
We all in.
Tell 'em we all in.
We all in.
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 We all in.
We all in.
If they ask in, then we all in.
You can feel that. Every breath, every pump in my chest is a blessing. I'm blessed to get back to back to him now. Sits high,
sits high.
Real rap, no lie.
Yes,
the impact, oh my God. Cause I saw God back in 05. Want me to stay calm, you kidding, man? The cold high. I've been feeling for a minute. But when the spirit living in me, I'm a start and I'm a finish. And you gotta deal with it. Us, making sure that you feel it whenever we step in the field. Fearing nobody, cause he ain't beat by nobody. Checked the tomb and found nobody. Hit it, they found nobody. That's why I go south, down that low ward and cold out. I'm fighting for my country, that's the kingdom, man, you know though. Hold up. We can't bet our lives that we win. Cause he said he'd get out that grave and look at where he's seated.
We all in.
All in.
We all in.
Tell him we all in.
We all in.
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 Tell him we all in.
We all in.
If they ask in, and we. R.I.P. to the old man.
To the old man.
Yeah, the devil's mad cause I'm happy. The devil's mad cause he thought that he had me. But ever since me and God made that covenant, I'm feeling like Mickey D's saved and I'm loving it. And this ain't always been the life I lived. This was the life I chose. When I thought of how he died and rose in 3 days after going through so much pain, made me wanna switch up my game. I got the big picture like frame. Now he showed me every little thing I could gain from living holy, fighting side by side with his glory. Eternal life in Mo Banks and Cody. I'm running for Jesus and can't nobody hold me. I'm on the winning team like the Lakers, Kobe. I'm done running with them fakers that owe me. Had to give it up to the maker. Oh, I ain't going back there.
Nah, nah.
I ain't going back there.
Try to pull us back, but I'm still standing here.
Standing on the word of God who's strong and mighty.
Why turn my back? God gave me my ID.
Identification, no more faking.
The devil just mad cause we changed the station. So what's that mean? I transformed my mind.
Always looking forward, never looking behind.
Microphone check, devil never let ya. Step all over me under pressure. God's my protector for season. Devil step to me, he gets crazy. Hit you with the word I got, yes please believe. Hands in the air, feet down low. Cause it's not about me, Jesus Christ runs the show. He's the rock of salvation, my motivation, okay. Everything I do is for his glorification.
I ain't going back there.
Nah, nah.
I ain't going back there.
Nah, nah.
I ain't going back there.
I ain't going back there.
Deliver, set free from the Playboy station. Yeah, now I'm going hard for the Lord. With the word in my heart screaming, I declare war. I declare war on Satan's campus. Anointed and appointed, I'ma pass this test. I rebuke you, Satan, and I'm tired of your mess. And I'm not going back, I've been rocked.
Chopping it up. Before we get into the fun facts segment, let's ask you this question, though, man. I'm sorry, not the fun facts segment. You know what I'm talking about. The topic of the day. But I'm going to ask a fun fact real quick, man. Can Flame cook? That's what I want to know, man. Do you cook in your crib, bro?
Can Flame cook? Well, you know, my daddy, man, he was a chef in the family growing up, so I had the privilege of watching my father cook in the crib, you know what I mean? So I learned how to, you know, do a little something in the kitchen, man. My specialty, though, is the tilapia, you know what I'm saying? I'm a beast with the fish, you know what I mean? And then I whip up the salad and the veggies, you know what I'm saying? That's my specialty. So if you kick it with the kid, we going to eat healthy, and it's still going to taste good, you know what I mean? But, you know, I do what I do in the kitchen, you know. Yes, yes, yes.
All right, man. How you cook the tilapia? You cook, you searing it? You frying it, you baking it.
Well, you know, I sear it, man. I sear it, you know, I season it well, throw it in the pan, you know what I'm saying? Preheat the oven to about a good 350, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I prefer to bake it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Quick run, all you need is about a good 12 minutes on tilapia. Just You know what I'm saying? Timing is everything. You want it to still be juicy,
yep,
and not lose that flavor, but it can't be undone. You
right.
feel me? So timing is everything. Good 12 minutes, ding, ding, ding. It's good to go.
Man, Flame is hooking y'all up for all of y'all that don't know how to cook. He puts you on. We're going to have some more fun facts that we're going to talk about. But today's topic of the day is all about determination, man. With what you're doing, I'm pretty sure it takes a lot of determination, man. And anything in life, if you want to be successful, it's going to take determination. Man, can you explain what determination means to you and why we need it?
Yes, sir. Man, determination, bro. It's a strong word. And when I think about it, it conjures up thoughts of resolve, commitment, long term, perseverance. And when I process that, it makes me reflect on God's long term commitment. He has determined to see us from the point of salvation all the way to the point of glorification, right? So you see modeled really well from God his determined will to save his people. He's committed to us. And I catch my cues from him in that way. And I say, man, I want to, in return, be determined in the efforts to serve him, whether it's doing music, whether it's to my wife or my family, you know what I mean, to my local community. I want to press past the difficulty, because on the front end, I said, you know what? I made my resolve. I've counted the cost. I understand what it's going to take. And there's no backing out. And that's what comes to mind when I think about determination, bro.
Okay. So you got that. How does this apply first to our faith, man? How does somebody have to be determined to walk forward in their faith?
Absolutely, man. Determination in our everyday, regular, mundane practices, it all stems from God actually working on the inside of you.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? So Philippians, Paul says that it's God who is at work in us, giving us the desire and the will to do and to work out our salvation.
Yep.
So, A, that determination comes from God actually bringing real salvation in your heart. And if you're truly saved, you're going to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, and you're also going to determine to commit yourself to prayer, to commit yourself to reading your Bible, to commit yourself to a local church. And that determination will help you grow in holiness and your desires for purity and turning away from worldliness and sin. You're going to determine to have accountability in your life, people that are going to help you live in the light and run from the darkness. You know what I mean? So that's what practical, regular Christianity looks like, is determining to cooperate with the Holy Spirit and walking out your faith, man.
All right, man. So I like that, man. The Spirit of God is at work in us to help us be determined. But on the flip side, we also have to say, okay, I'm going to be locked into what the Spirit is telling me, man. And I think that's dope.
Absolutely.
How do we go from there, from the faith, but also to what we do in life, man? Do we have to be determined about anything in life? Can we just be mundane and just go through the, you know what I'm saying, the regular routine? Or should we be determined about something else in life? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Good question, man. Another thing that we really get excited about in the culture is talking about our dreams, our destiny, our purpose. And those things are great buzzwords, but the bedrock of it all is Paul says that to the man that works, he should work as unto the Lord. You know what I mean? So whatever you do, if you determine to start your own company, if you determine to be a good student, you know what I mean? Whatever your endeavor is, whatever your short-term, long-term goal is, you want to do it as unto the Lord. So your bedrock motivation is, I know God is watching me. You know what I mean? So I'm going to work hard, not just to please my boss, but I'm going to work hard to please my ultimate boss, God himself. So that internal motivation stems from your relationship and your connectivity to God. And then as a result, you're going to serve your fellow man well, because you know God is watching. And that's the ultimate determination, is that focus, that aim upon an audience of one. And as you focus on pleasing God, as a result, you're going to please others. You're going to have integrity. You're going to have character. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's good stuff, man. Definitely straight on point about determination. Man, anything else you want to share within being determined, man? Is there any other areas that we need to be determined in? Maybe somebody's battling their flesh.
Yeah.
How do they stay determined and, you know, and yield once again to the spirit, like you were saying?
Yeah, absolutely. That's another thing I was going to say was even determination in repentance.
Mm.
So in this Christian walk, you're going to drop the ball. Is that a license to sin? No. Paul says, shall we continue to sin that grace may abound? He says, certainly not.
Yep.
So we don't show off God's grace by dropping the ball on purpose. But the truth of the matter is we live in a cursed world, and with human frailty, we will drop the ball. So even in repentance, we want to be determined. I'm determined to return to God when I drop the ball. Like Peter said to Jesus, when Jesus said hard things, people left like, I can't get with that. Jesus looked at the disciples that remained. He said, are y'all going to leave? They say, no, where are we going to go? But you have the word of life. You know what I mean? He's like, I'm determined to stick around because there's nothing better. There's no better options in the world. Everything else is a trick. It's a lie. It's deception. You know what I mean? So we determine, even in our repentance and in our frailty, to return to God. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I almost hopped on an organ, man, when you started saying that. You know what I'm saying? Gave you a couple chords. You said we got to be determined, even in our repentance. Yeah, yes, sir, man. And I think you touched on something that is huge, man, because when we do talk about repentance, it is saying, it's not just saying I'm sorry, but it's saying I'm sorry to the point that I don't even want to go back down that path. You know, and when we get to a point in God where we can live like that, it takes determination, man, because there's going to be times where that path is going to represent itself because of the sin that's in you. The Bible says when we're tempted, we're not tempted by God, but we're tempted by the flesh that we basically have. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And we can fall back into that, but we have to say no, man. And I like that in one of your songs, man. I can't remember which one it is, but you talk about God can deliver you from any sin. What song is that, man? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Read 'em and Weep. I think I may have said some stuff about whatever your personality is, your past, your struggles, whatever. God can free you from all of those components. So they don't own your soul. You have to submit or surrender to those things that feel so a part of you. Like, this is who I am.
Yeah.
Even those deep-seated issues, you can shake them with the power of God, you know what I mean?
And that's where deliverance comes in, man, and that's a whole nother topic. Man, deliverance is so key, and God is able to do that, man. We talked on the topic of the day. You got something to say, man. Maybe you need prayer. We would love to chop it up with you. Hit us up, 425-243-4285. Man, Flame, we're going to go to another track. What song do you want to play from this Clear Sight Music compilation, man?
The new Clear Sight Music compilation. What song? Let me see. Man, there's so many good records on here. Let's go with. Let's see. Should we go up tempo or should we keep it mellow?
Let's see. Let's go up tempo, man. You know, I like that.
Okay. Let me see. Woo.
It's a fresh album. That's why he's doing this. He don't know yet.
All right, we're gonna go to break. We'll be right back on Yada the King Radio.
Cole.
And I'm Don Christian
on Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio, and you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit YadaDaKing.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my ready.
Yada Da King Radio.
Tune in to Yada the King Radio on the Star Radio Network. That's www.thestarradio.com.
Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Got a topic? Call and text us at 425-243-4285. Tune in for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life all at the same place.
Once again, that's every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.thestarradio.com.
Star Radio, promoting Christ without compromise.
Hey!
Yo, what's up? This is Don Christian from Yada the King Radio, letting you know that we come on every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time
on HGSradio.com.
You definitely want to get it in with us. If you want us to talk on a topic, hit us up, 425-243-4285.
Call or text us.
Make sure you tune into the website, HGSradio.com. 4 p.m., Yada the King on HDS Radio, Christ Center, and Swagger Certified. What's up, this is Don Christian from Yada the King Radio. Check us out every Sunday, 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on TV01 iRadio. You'll hear some great testimonies and topics, banging music, uplifted Christ, and abundant life. Got a topic? Call or text us at 425-243-4285. Yada the King, 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on TV01 iRadio. We look forward to having you join the experience of the Yada the King Radio Show. Yada!
All right, we back from break. Let's get back into this interview on Yada the King.
It's a fresh album. That's why he's doing this. He don't know yet.
I know. So many records on that, man. Let's go. What You Mean featuring Fidel. Let's see how that goes. Over.
Okay. What You Mean featuring Fidel. This track goes hard, man. I'm going to hop into this, and we're going to get to the Connect segment with Flame so we can see where he's going to be at. He might be hitting your city soon, so make sure you stay tuned. All right.
What you mean? What you mean? What you mean? Ain't nothing changed but the date. What you mean? What you mean? What you mean? Ain't nothing changed but the date, boy. I'm still rapping for the one who came. There's still power in that name. I'm still rapping for the one who came. There's still power.
I'm 7 albums in and I ain't never switched. Cause God ain't never switched on me. And just like in the hood say they a killer snitch. Well that's the way I'm trying to kill this beat. And I ain't endorsing murder at all. I just think of the night that they murdered my Lord. I think of the night when they crucified him. I can't lie, I crucified him. Crime scene, innocent man, bloody palms, nails in his hand, nails in his feet, torn flesh. They put the body to rest. I can attest on the third day he wrote. Look at the murderers, hustlers, Muslims. All of them Jesus converted they soul. So when I tell you that I turn up for the king, I ain't playing. No, that ain't nobody playing. No, that ain't nobody playing.
What you mean? What you mean? What you mean? Ain't nothing changed but the date. What you mean? What you mean? What you mean? Ain't nothing changed but the date, boy. I'm still rapping for the one who came.
You know,
there's still power in that name.
You know,
I'm still rapping for the one who came.
You know,
they call me feedback. I serve the one, the only, you know that it's true. You rapper be claiming king, you know that ain't true. He say he real, but I serve the realest. He say he ill, but I serve the illest. So why you acting like you run something? God built this, you don't run nothing. That's why I walk around like, boy, God be for me, who against me, who really want it, huh? I'm just a broken kid from the south, who learned about Jesus in the south, and he changed me when he came in. And I refuse to let this world win. You ain't got too many choices, we got too many of these voices. Body of Christ, in and out of it, we stand all above it. They think that we bucking the system. Boy, please, I hit on with that. What you mean?
What you mean?
Acting like there ain't still power in that
what
name.
What you mean? What you mean? What you mean? Ain't nothing changed but the date. What you mean? What you mean? What you mean? Ain't nothing changed but the date, boy. I'm still rapping for the one who came.
You know,
there's still power in that name.
You know,
I'm still rapping for the one who came.
You know,
there's still power.
For you.
crucified but still alive don't even make no sense. Resurrected out the heavens, overcoming death. Salvation for the nation with the lightest breath. A kingdom for the children, may I represent. See, I've been sinning like a villain since my mama made me. I'm on that path for lately, feeling Jesus saved me. Got a lot of questions, maybe I'm the seed of Satan. Cause all I see, complacent lust and fornication. I'm lacking patience like an infant in a candy store. I'm never satisfied, I always seem to ask for more. Oh Lord, gotta slow down and seek first that kingdom where God reigns. I know right, I choose wrong, it's so hard to hold on. I keep returning to my past vomit. But what I realize is every season has a promise. All of these kisses of deception make me question. I'm feeling close to overcoming this lethal injection. I'm infected by the American dream. They try to censor out Jesus, even seeing it in believers preach. I'm a product of the system, planning out my vacation instead of helping starvation. These children in tribulation, they praying for helping hands. And I'm complaining about Jordans I never had. It's so amazing how we take for granted simple things, like Jesus dying on the cross for my indwelling sin.
He probably did it for you. 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 He probably did it for you.
I know he did it for me. When I think about them nails and how they hit him for me. Yeah, he hung and without tongue, we doubt the God we serve, minimizing what he has done. Hot and cold, back and forth, just like a pendulum swung. Sin luring me close to death till I think about how he hung. Arms stretched, holding the weight of the world, crushing his lungs. Pierced side, bruised eyes from the beatings unrecognized. Tears cried by his mom and she stood watching him die. For the lies, all the one night stands and hand to hand transactions. Prejudice and judgments passed and pastors, priests, molestation. All the hating, yeah, he did it for you. And now he's patient and waiting for you to recognize that you've been lied to by Satan. The media is blatant with the No Christ Allowed movement. Till on that day when Christ come down, they bow to him. So on stage, I praise and point the crowd to him. They want God, but just know you're only allowed through him. So I vow to him to live a life of sacrifice. Deny my flesh of desires to live right. Suffer now just to reap in the after and live twice. While they sacrifice the after for now to live nice. Till the last breath come and they found it's only hype. I'm a light in the dark, so I write from the heart. In hopes that your heart can retain what your ears caught.
He probably did it for you. He probably did it for you. He probably did it for you.
All right, we back with Flame, and I want to shout out Cartier for helping us get this interview lined up. Man, see the new PR over there with Clearsight, huh?
Yes, indeed. Shout out Cartier, man. She's a great person, man. Just been around her for years, her and her husband. Tim, man, they're just incredible people, man. And we're loving having her on board. She's holding us down, doing an incredible job, creating opportunities and you know what I mean, just serving excellently, man. So shout out Cartier.
Dope, man. We're gonna ask again, what do you got next coming up? You're on the tour. Go ahead, just share the whole spiel again, boss.
Yes indeed. Man, Black Ops Circuit, the tour, it is featuring KB, Sizzle, The Truth, D Rose, my homie Mike Real, my DJ Chosen Boy gonna be on deck, my homie Speck gonna be on deck, and we're gonna be all over the place, West Coast, Midwest, down south, the month of May, starting off in the Midwest, Kansas City, Missouri. Man, it's gonna be super energetic. It's like a blackout party, so we're gonna have a black light, you know what I mean? It's gonna be super fun, high energy. And people can come out and hear some of their favorites, man, and some of them bangers that they probably learned to grow with. And so we love the Black Ops Circuit Tour. This is the second go-around. Look for that. B-Rolls, May 20th, The Ever After, Jesus or Nothing, in stores now. Royal Flesh, already popped off October. Hit us up, man. We got so much going on.
Dope, man. Let me ask you this, man. I seen when you came out with this Jesus or Nothing, people thought it was your album again. And they were like, man, yeah. Flame is dropping mad albums. Some people were saying it's too much. Some people was like, man, no, I love it. I love it personally. But what do you got to say about all that, man?
You know, you got to keep it going. But, I wouldn't release 2 4-length LPs that close together, you know, because you want to let a album breathe and have life. You know what I mean? And it takes a lot of hard work. And so that's why this being a compilation relieved us of that particular pressure, man. And I think it's translating well. I think Jesus or Nothing is supporting Royal Flush. And for people that are loving Jesus or Nothing and they want something new, you know, they can go back and get that Royal Flush. So, yes, sir.
There we go. I like how he answered that, man. So for y'all that got albums and it haven't even reached its peak yet, keep grinding that thing, man. Keep pushing it, man. Let people know about it. How can people connect with you, man?
Yes, indeed. I'm all over social media. Flame314, everything. So that's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all the social media networks that will be invented in the future that I don't know about will be Flame314. Twitter site music, that's site SIGHT. All of my merchandise is there, my sermons, my blogs, books, all that stuff I recommend, all that's there. And for booking, you can go to jeffroberts.com if you want to bring it out to your church, your organization. We love to partner and make an impact in the culture. So get in touch with us.
All right, man. Any last words you'd like to share with all the people listening, man?
Absolutely, man. Thank you for having the kid on the show. Always a pleasure. I love the questions. You know, the fun questions, but it's also ones that help you in life. So thank you. Thank you to everybody that supported the kid. This October, I'll be celebrating 10 years in the game. My first album came out October 2004. So that's even crazy to think about. So everybody that's listening, that's been rocking with me, man, thank you. Forever grateful. And, man, continue to love Jesus, love people, hate sin. And, man, amen, though. That's it.
That's what's up, man. Let me ask you, you need to make that a T-shirt. Love Jesus, love people, hey, sin. What's up, man? When we going to see that?
It actually is a T-shirt.
Oh, okay.
You can go to clearsightmusic.com and get that T-shirt.
There we go.
Shameless plug.
I know you always say that, so I was like, hey, man, so you already got it. There we go, man.
Absolutely.
Flame with us at Yacht of the King, bro. We appreciate your time, man, and we pray that God will continue to bless and enhance what you're doing in your ministry, boss.
Yeah, thank you, man. Yes, indeed. Likewise.
All right, life.
Peace.
All right, y'all. Have Flame with us. Chopped it up. We're about to get into some good music, man, right here in Yacht of the King, man. Go to ydkradio.com if you missed the interview and you want to see what's playing on this playlist, man. Maybe it's a track that you're hearing and you're like, bro, I got to get that. Hit your boy up at Yacht of the King on Twitter, man. We'll be back after this music.
It's Jordan Armstrong and my man SK and SK and Mr. K, blessings, bless his favor. Yeah, that's all we wanna talk about here. Blessings and favor. Said I've been thinking about it all night and every day. No more waiting for a call time. He's on the way. Nothing's ever gonna take your love away. No more pain and hurt, it's alright. He took it all away. Gave my son because you were worth it. Did it just for you. I will never leave or forsake you. Giving you my favor, blessings, yeah. Giving you my favor, blessings, oh. Giving you my favor, blessings, giving you my favor, blessings.
I can't stop thinking of your love, night and day. I'm staying faithful for everything I hope for. Gotta pray. He said it ain't about what I want, but what I need. You're saying, baby boy, it's alright. Follow me.
Gave my son because you were worth it. Did it just for you.
Keep pressing on. They've been after me, trying to take my life. I'm only alive 'cause of 1:30 and 5. My hope, my hope, 'cause I'm counting on you. I ain't counting on them, no. I won't believe what I see. I'm about to believe what you said. 'Cause I put my hope in you, Lord. I know you say what you do. Times are hard, but I keep pushing to make it through. I know it's the way that gets me, but I'ma keep trusting you. And though my flesh cries, murder, I'ma let it die. 'Cause this here's the fight of my life, standing on 1:30 and 5. My hope, my hope. You see, I'm counting on you. I ain't counting on them, no. I put my hope in you, Lord. I know you say what you do. I won't believe what I see. But I believe what you said. Yes, I put my hope in you, Lord. I know you say what you do. 'Cause you're the truth. So many promises, so many you can have the world, yes. With all of the lies, I've realized that I can only trust you, yeah. So I throw down my cards for you. Walk the road less traveled for you. With my last breath, I say you are my hope. No, I ain't counting on them, no. I put my hope in you, Lord. I know you say what you do. I won't believe what I see, but I believe what you say. 'Cause
you do. I won't believe what I see, but I believe what you said, yeah. I put my hope in you, Lord. You're all I got left. You're my hope.
Unselfishly, so I'ma share this gift with the world.
Speak your words so they can hear
you. Just use my hands, direct my feet, just tell me where to go. Go. I hear the crowd, it's screaming loud, but I can't lose control.
Lose my balance. Gift with the world.
Speak your words so they can hear you. Just use my hands, direct my feet, just tell me where to go. Go. I hear the crowd, it's screaming loud, but I can't lose control.
Out the Yada the King triple play right there. The tracks were Spencer Kane, Favor featuring Jordan Armstrong, Jahlil, 130 and 5, My Hope, followed by Ryan Brockington and George Rose. The song was called Lights 2.0. Check it out, man. We were talking about determination. Flame talked about determination and repentance, and I really enjoyed him sharing that, because a lot of times we get determined in, yeah, we know God, but are we determined in walking this thing out? I would say this, man. It takes a lot. You have to be prepped beforehand. The Bible talks about a king doesn't go to war without first counting the cost. Also, it talks about we must count the cost for following him. There's going to be times where we're going to face persecution. We're going to face doubt, fear, head on. All these things are going to go against what we believe. But if we are determined, it can help us get through, man. I see a lot of people right now going and saying, hey, I'm going to be determined to do this. If you're going to the gym and I need help in this area, I've been going to the gym, but sometimes I am not determined to go to the gym. Sometimes I'm like, man, I don't want to go to the gym because I know I'm just going to be doing this workout. And it's funny because when you get to the gym, and this is something that I want to talk about with determination as well. When you get there, since everybody else is doing a workout, you get determined to do a workout. So if your surroundings are determined in following God, it will help you a whole bunch. I know a lot of people right now that are getting saved and they feel like, man, I don't have the right people around me. I don't have enough friends around me. Look, I'm gonna tell you this. God has sent people around you. You're gonna have to be on guard and say, hey, I need more Christian believers, friends around me. Why? And sometimes people think, oh, that's kind of corny. I'm gonna have to ask for friends. Sometimes that's what you're gonna have to do. You're gonna have to go to the next level. One of my best friends, that's the way that we met. He was like, hey, I need more Christian friends. And I said, hey, what do you do? He said, music. Hey, we collabed instantly. And since then, we've been real close friends. And that sometimes is what you're gonna have to do. Also, begin to pray. If you feel like you're not very strong in determination, just pray, God, give me the strength, the will to do your will. Give me the power, empower me with your spirit so that I can be determined to walk out and utilize me for your kingdom and your glory. I think determination, if you're not determined in one area, it can mess your whole life up. Because determination is used in all parts of your life. I even look at when I was getting my driver's license way back in the day. You know what I'm saying? I've been driving for a minute. But my parents were determined for me to get it before a certain date. And you know, I was like, okay. They were like, well, make sure you're studying it. And, you know, I was like, I don't really got to study too much, man. I took driver's ed and all that. But I had to keep studying and I had to get determined for myself. Sometimes there's people that are trying to help you get determined, but until you get determined for yourself and you say, okay, I got this, I'm going to run with this, I'm going to make sure I get to the next level, you're going to be slacking off, man. I mean, I look at some of the greatest athletes. They are so determined. Kobe Bryant, one of my favorites. Michael Jordan, one of my favorites. LeBron, Paul George, all these cats. I like them, but they are determined in the offseason, Kevin Durant, in the offseason to work and become the best that they can be. They understand that, hey, I was good this year, but let me add another move during the offseason when nobody's watching me on TV. Even football players, they do the same thing because they know if I am determined when nobody is watching me, it's going to produce when everybody is watching me. That little extra workout that they did maybe 300 times in a week, that little shimmy move or that shake move that they've been working on, it's going to pay off because they spent hours in the gym, man. What are you determined in? What are you working on, man? That's really what you got to ask yourself. And if it's not a place that you can say, hey, that's what I'm determined in, begin to pray and ask God to help you. You dig? It's the Warrior Don Christian. I'm signing off. Keep it Christ life, and I'll catch you next week.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, 'cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.